This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Monday, March 14, 2022, Montana reports 271,774 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 144 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since Friday. 30 new cases in Flathead County, that's Kalispell, Whitefish. 18 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 16 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 13 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 11 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 11 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. And more new cases in 22 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 655. Currently, 46 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,223 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 966,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,400,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address members of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time in a virtual address. Only lawmakers can attend in person, but there will be a live stream available for public viewing. Congress passed $14 billion in new assistance for Ukraine last week. The funding was allocated for the Defense Department, with several billion to replenish equipment sent to Ukraine and several billion for U.S. troops who are helping to defend NATO in Europe. The measure also provides money for humanitarian aid to support Ukraine's energy grid and to combat disinformation. Zelensky's address comes as Russia has intensified its military campaign against Ukraine, bombing major cities and residential areas. Negotiators from both countries met for a fourth round of talks on Monday to discuss a potential ceasefire so that civilians can evacuate to safer areas. Zelensky has remained in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv, despite knowing he is likely Putin's top target, and has continued leading his country's defense against the Russian military invasion. He was seen outside Kyiv on Sunday when he visited wounded soldiers at a military hospital. Chuck Johnson, a journalist who has covered Montana politics for more than four decades, will receive an honorary doctorate degree in humane letters from Montana State University during the spring commencement on May 13th. Johnson is believed to be the longest-serving statehouse reporter in Montana. In his nearly 45-year career, Johnson reported on 22 Montana legislative sessions, 7 governors, 9 U.S. senators, and 10 U.S. representatives, in addition to countless state legislators, elections, conventions, and policies. Johnson also reported for the Associated Press on Montana's 1972 Constitutional Convention. Chuck Johnson was born in Great Falls and raised in Helena. He began reporting in 1974 for the Lee Newspapers State Bureau in Helena, then at the Great Falls Tribune. Johnson covered the 2017 session of the Montana Legislature for the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. The Montana State University men's and women's basketball teams both have won their conference championships and advanced to the NCAA basketball tournament. The Bobcat men's Saturday conference title win over Northern Colorado in Boise, Idaho, sent MSU to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1995. The women punched their ticket to the big dance on Friday, one day before the men did. The Bobcat women got the number 16 seed in the West region of the NCAA tournament. They play the number 1 seed and defending national champion Stanford at 8 p.m. on Friday in Palo Alto, California. The Bobcat men are the number 14 seed in the West region of the NCAA tournament. They will face third-seeded Texas Tech in the first round on Friday in San Diego. Montana State University sports teams have had a wildly successful year. The MSU football team reached the championship game this year for the first time in 37 years. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.